Previously on Adventure.
The last magical item we need is in Blackthorn Castle in Blackthorn Village.
You cut off Gizmodo's head, and then the head and body shift, and all of a sudden you're looking at a blue, formless creature.
Before you kill me, you should know. My kind can read minds. So, though I am not who you think I am, maybe you should not trust everyone who is around you.
I have had a conversation with the real enemy. He did make me an offer that would have cost you your lives, and I passed.
So you turn to the left, and you see quickly in front of you a very, very tall tower. You can see winding stairs going up. So Thrace hits the stairs, and then you hear the sound of something very large, and directly in front of you is a giant boulder. Henley, the boulder overcomes you, squishes you to death, and you are back in the other region with Lujan. You're very close.
All right, Lujan, you just get us back there.
When you guys awaken back, you guys are not at the front gate of Blackthorn anymore. You awaken at the last fire that you rested at, which was inside that gate, the small gate near the entrance of Blackthorn. But it's the one that has the ladder going up that leads back to the lead up to the tower. So, you know, you have that right in front of you.
We have to find that last item to go to know what's killing us through the fog.
So you didn't really lose much because you had just banked. So you have two lights banked permanently now.
Okay, good.
We established last time each light is worth 5 hit points.
Yes.
So you lost your items a couple episodes ago when you didn't stop at the fire.
Yes.
And then died. So you lost like your enhancements that you had.
Yep.
You don't have any keys yet. But all your health vials are back. All of your spell slots are reopened. All of your hit points are restored.
Long rest, right?
Like a long rest, yeah. Okay. You're basically back to like if we just started the campaign again.
I'm getting real tired of dying.
Me too, Henley, me too.
We gotta figure this out. Julian.
Yes, sir.
Figure this out.
Yeah, what do you think I was going to say? I don't have any ideas.
We obviously didn't the last time, so we should, I guess, try up this ladder again. Gently.
I think so. We know what's coming.
Yeah.
We just need to be able to duck better, Henley. Or actually, maybe ducking a boulder wouldn't work that good.
You have superior leaping ability.
I would say maybe a side step.
Okay.
Be your best bet.
Sidle, right. Perhaps.
And also, maybe, Henley, could you go up first stealthily, and then when you hear them, tell us to jump out of the way?
I'm going to tell you right now, I think that's a terrible idea, but I'll do it.
Okay, good. I'm so glad that you'll just do terrible ideas. And honestly, most of the time, they're yours.
Where was that one time I thought I might fancy you, so that might qualify?
But then you ate the jerky.
That was a year ago. I ate the jerky
literally
like
almost
a year ago.
Literally almost a year ago now.
I remember.
So so if you're venturing back to the place where you died, you go up one ladder, you're walking down a path, you go up a second ladder, and when you go up that second ladder, that's when you're on back on the road that leads up to the tower.
Well,
so
and that's where the boulders are rolling.
You're
down.
Standing on the road, and then in front of you at about 50 feet is a spiral staircase heading up. It's enough for one person to walk up, you can't fit two people at the same time up side by side.
So, Julian, me and you are going to stand like either side at the bottom of that staircase.
Mm-hmm. So, if something comes down, right through the middle.
Is that because then at the very least it won't hurt if we all die again? You know, it'll hurt Henley, but not us.
Right, yeah. No extra pain.
If Henley dies, you all die.
Yes, yeah, but not painfully.
We don't get smushed by a boulder.
He's the only one that dies painfully.
Okay, I get you now.
All right.
He does it so well. I
mean, exactly.
It's like Edge of Tomorrow.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
All right, I'm at the staircase?
Yes, yeah.
All right, so I'm just going to start winding my way up it.
You're doing a stealth.
Doing a stealth.
So roll 20. What's your stealth modifier, by the way?
Two.
Two? Really?
Yeah,
that's it?
Six.
It's a big divide.
We recorded 6 weeks ago. Sorry.
So you rolled a 3?
Yeah, so 9.
A 9? Okay.
Walk
so
up the stairs going, here, boulder, boulder, boulder.
So the 9, you're not clod hopping up the stairs, but you're not exactly being quiet.
Am I like a drunk person thinking they're quiet?
No, you're more like an awkward teenager thinking okay. They're quiet. I'm like trying to sneak back in the house.
Gotcha. Okay.
And, you know, running over stuff on the stairs and slipping on the banister and shutting doors too loudly, that kind of thing.
Baby giraffe kind of thing.
Yeah. And you're moving up the stairs, and just like the last time, you get to a certain point, you get towards the middle, and then you hear a giant thud, and then you hear the sound of the thunk, slowly getting faster and faster and faster. And as the stairs begin to rumble, as the boulder begins to come flying down the stairs at you.
Henley, run!
I'm not gonna run. Julian, shrink me real quick.
Sure.
So now I'm three inches tall, and I need to do an acrobatic check because I'm going to try and hold on to the edge of the stair, like hanging off of it.
Okay.
So the boulder will kind of come over me.
All right, I'll give you advantage.
Which, to be fair, you probably could have done it your normal size, but anyway.
No. On the actual stair.
On the actual stair.
Not like off the side like of the stairs, because right. Now he's 3 inches tall.
Yeah,
on
right here.
Stair. He's hanging under the left like this.
See, yeah. Your little mini fingers are going to get squished. Yeah.
Great thinking.
And I've got plus six on here, so. Fucking three!
I gave you advantage. You can roll again.
Oh, thank God.
I give you inspiration point.
Eight plus six is 14.
Okay. Well, you're very small, and the boulder is very, very big. So, you are able to get underneath the boulder, but the boulder does crush your fingers.
So do I have cartoonish,
flat, yeah.
Boneless fingers?
Just completely broken fingers at this point.
Talking like the bridge in Deadpool?
Yes, exactly, like the bridge in Deadpool.
Oh, no.
And you're going to take just, I'm going to take damage here. Hold on. You take 10 points of damage.
But all to your fingers.
But all your...
You can't write because your fingers
are going to have a hard time using it.
You're going to have disadvantage on any attack roll that you have to hold a weapon. So
your fingers. Oh, my God.
All right, so the boulder is still coming down, and it's just going to empty out where they're still at the bottom of the staircase, right?
We don't even have to do anything. We're on either side.
So the boulder comes pouring, flying down. It comes between you guys and goes flying down.
Ooh, look at
the road.
Julian. I'm very badly broken. I would like you very much to make me the right size again, and hopefully that'll fix my fingers, but I don't think it's gonna.
You never know. We should try it.
You have healing potions.
I don't know if they'll heal broken bones. We have plenty of them, but here you go.
Alright, so I can't guarantee you that another one of these isn't gonna come down, but you might as well come up here.
How about you just walk up there and see if another one comes down first?
I knew you were gonna say that. So I can. So you said about halfway point was
halfway
when,
point, yeah.
So I'm gonna keep going up.
But okay. It's gonna take you forever because you're tiny.
No, I'm big again.
Julie made him big.
I just can't hold on to a railing.
Yeah. And you make him big by, like, sending a spell. Or you have to touch.
It's a casted spell.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, it's not touch. It's not touch.
So I'm a halfway point. I'm starting to walk up again.
Okay, you walk up three steps and then you hear the dunk, the dunk, the dunk, the dunk, and then but you hear the dunk, the dunk, dunk, the dunk, and then you hear another the dunk, the dunk. Now you know there are two more boulders rolling down the stairs at you.
And now what are you gonna do? Because you can't hang on with broken fingers.
Right. And I can't shrink you again. I'm used up.
Can't you just stand with your back to this? Oh, you're used up. Oh.
Yeah.
Squish.
That's not enough slots for doing that over.
What do you
want
to do, Henley?
Run!
No, Henley just stands there with his arms in a Christ pose, fingers drooping.
You want a piece of me?
And gets crushed by the
The boulders come flying down. The first one slams into you, and you go flying backwards about 100 feet. Land at the bottom of the stairs, just in time for the boulder to then roll over you.
It's Wile E. Coyote!
And me and Julian look at each other, knowing what's coming.
Crush you dead. You guys all die. Wake up in the in-between. Lujan says, well, that wasn't a very good attempt, was it?
Well, thanks to the peanut gallery comments, come on.
Time to go again! And she snaps her fingers, and you wake up back at the bonfire again.
All right, guys, I think we might need to rethink that theory. I mean, I gotta say, it was funny if you want to try it again, Henley. Yeah.
Oh, but Henley, your fingers are better now.
Yes.
Oh,
thank God.
Reset.
What do you guys want? I mean,
hang on.
Do we
have any kind of wall or something we can, like...
I'm getting the impression that up these stairs is not the way to go.
Can we pass through this wall
these damn
into
stairs.
The other, to the other side?
No, it definitely is the way to go. You know that this is the place where the item you need is.
Okay, so, Jackie, what do you think about just straight up, like, swing for the fences with the boulder with your warhammer?
I think that's probably going to lead to me getting squished. And they're boulders. We can't set fire to them.
Yeah.
Because nothing's going to happen. They're just going to be like, you know, flaming boulders when they squish.
How big are these boulders?
Like Indiana Jones size boulders.
Okay. I have a stone spell, but it only works to 5 feet, so that doesn't work.
Oh, I have something.
What do you have?
I have a cannon fodder amulet. We can send a spectral warrior up there to trip it off and see how. At the very least.
The last time we sent a warrior up there, it was me. A boulder
yes,
came. Then I walked three more steps and two boulders came.
But here's a spectral warrior, which means he won't get hit by the boulder. And then we can at least, if he trips it, we can at least see how
he's
much more is coming.
Oh, he can get hurt. He can get hurt for sure.
Well, we don't care if he gets hurt.
It just means it's like
we are not going to die.
Yeah,
we won't die.
She can summon it, and it can like it's from the spectral plane.
Okay.
But when it's here, it takes damage. It's basically a way to aggro like an enemy to take damage for you while you do something else.
Right. So we could send him up there.
I'm just not understanding why.
Because then at least we can see how much.
If you send him up there and he gets hit with the first boulder, he'll take all the damage and die. And we already know that two more boulders will come if you go up again.
I have an idea.
Please.
Okay.
We used this once before. I have this force field tiny hut thing that bars any other objects or mystical forces.
Ooh, bouncing off.
Mm-hmm.
Good idea, Julian.
How do we get through? So, if
we all hide underneath it and the boulders Liam bounce off.
Tiny hut.
Is it movable or has to be
stationary? We'll have to wait it out. It's a 10-foot radius dome.
Right. So I say all three of us, we run up there until we hear the thunk, thunk, thunk. We put up the hut and we let those things bounce off until they finish bouncing off.
All other creatures are objects barred.
And after a couple of hours of this happening, we might have to retreat, but we'll know.
With the rain of boulders ends.
I know this is Dungeons & Dragons, and I know this is a fantasy world, and I may be thinking about this in too realistic thing, but if we put up a force field and shit is rolling down and stopping at the force field.
No, it's a round force field. It'll bounce off.
It's a round force field.
Think about it.
You don't know unless you try.
It's like billiards. Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Yes.
Ricocheting.
You literally know the worst thing that's going to happen is you're going to end up right back here.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, with no loss of anyone.
Right. Yeah.
All three of us are going to run like the freaking clappers until we get to the point where we hear it go thunk, thunk, thunk.
You guys are in the good position where you have nothing to lose.
Exactly.
Because all of your hit points are banked. You don't have any items you're worried about losing. So this is the time to like experiment, play around, and see what's going on.
Hey, Julian. My idea was not that great. Actually, it was Jackie's idea, but I mean...
Jackie?
Julian, you got any ideas? Because I'm fresh out.
Yes, I have a spell we can try. It may not work, but it's Liamwood's Tiny Hut. We used it before.
That's not
I can create
nice thing to say.
Yes, it is. But that's Liamwood's problem.
Oh, Julian.
Oh, not as tiny as your hut, huh? Little head just pops out of your back.
Julian, that's genius.
Yeah, let's try it. We'll
have
to get
this
up there together.
Let's run up there until we hear that thunk.
And then
I'd like to reserve the right to bring up the rear. I got flattened last time. I'm a little scared.
But you got better.
I got better.
Okay. Let's do this. I vote. I think you should put it up and just make sure Hendley's fingers are sticking out.
I can do that.
All right. Are you ready, guys?
Let's go!
Run! Right, we're gonna run up until we hit that spot.
Okay, so you run up, you go to the stairs, you start heading up the stairs, you all three get to the middle, and then you hear again the thunk and the
now, Julian, now!
Liebman's tiny hut gets hit.
So it expands out, it's a 10-foot radius?
Yep.
So it expands out 10 feet up the stairs and behind you as well. You hear a crash as the boulder hits the outside of the hut. And then you hear from above a confused grunt.
Oh, no. Something's throwing those boulders.
And then, like, an angrier grunt. Like a And then you hear the sound of something lifting, and then you hear thump, and next you hear a crash against the other rock. And you guys are safe within the force field, but you feel the force against the force field. It's hard to push. You hear the same grunt of anger again, and you again hear the and the boulder hits again. And then you hear the anger gun again, and then again you hear the boulder. And then when the last boulder hits, you start to feel the ground underneath you begin to shake, or the stairs underneath you begin to shake a little bit, and you see cracks starting to appear on the stairs as the weight of the four boulders sitting on the stairs begins to weigh down the stairs underneath you.
Is the force field transparent? Can we see through it?
It's up to Bob.
It's opaque from the outside.
Bob can make it whatever color he wants.
Right, it's opaque from the outside.
The weather is always pleasant. That's like one of the things it says on the thing.
Can we be heard through it, Bob?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Oi! What you want here? I'll see you've been throwing a bunch of shit my way. I'm not too pleased about it. But I'd like to know if maybe we can reason with you, and we don't have a lot of time here on this staircase.
Oh, why didn't you get down there and throw that my warhammer, you big grunty thing?
Thrace, shut your fucking mouth.
Sorry.
You hear a inquisitive grunt.
Oh, I love that. Is it
a Tim Allen?
Tim Allen's up there.
Justin, please leave that grunt in there.
Read my blog. And then you hear very heavy footsteps, and you can tell that wherever the staircase spirals, really the top is almost directly above where you are. And you hear another roar from on top of the staircase, and you hear another boulder being picked up, but you don't hear it thunking down the stairs. You'll listen here what sounds like a rush of air, and a boulder comes flying
directly
from above, slams into the top of the hut, then bounces, and then bounces on top of the four boulders.
Uh-oh.
And you hear a giant crack of stone.
Uh-oh.
And you start to see, from the farthest boulder on, the staircase start to give. The first boulder falls, and you can see the crack starting to move up towards your feet.
So my question is, if we're in this 10-foot radius force field, wouldn't we just be floating up there?
No, it's not underneath you. It's not a floating force field. It's like...
Oh,
yeah. Oh, it's a dome, not a sphere?
Yeah, it's a dome.
Uh-oh.
That's good information to know.
Absolutely.
So you have to decide what you're going to do. So the staircase in front of you is starting to fall away.
Okay.
You know, so you have to decide what your course is. So basically there's four boulders.
How high up from where we are is the top of the staircase?
It's pretty high. It spirals up. There's a part of the staircase that isn't falling. Like past the third boulder, right now there's like the regular staircase where no boulders were sitting. So there is a way up still. So you probably have about 40 feet from where you are to where the safe part of the stairs is.
That's too far.
In front of you. And remember, there's also next on your right. Or yes, if you're looking up, yes, on your right, you know, there is like the stone of the staircase as well.
Can we scrabble and over the boulders?
If that's what you want to try to do, yeah, you can try to do that.
To like get past them onto the bit of the stair that we can stand on.
You can try to do that.
Let's go, guys. Scrabble. There's no way this is not gonna work.
I think that sounds like me, and that means it cannot be good.
Does it sound like we have time to argue? Get on the fucking boulders now! Run!
So you gotta make either acrobatics or athletics checks. It depends on what you want to use.
Well, what you're doing, kind of, too, right?
I'm giving you the option to do either here. So basically, if you're better at dex, do acrobatics. If you're better at strength, do athletics.
I'm doing athletics.
So roll. Everybody roll a
d20. 10 plus 4, 14. 14.
13 plus 6 is 19.
19?
14,
19,
and... No!
9. 10 with my bonus.
Can I reach back and grab him as he's...
Yes, we can definitely do that. So this is... We're going to do this in a series of rolls because this is going to be a multi-part thing. So
okay.
You guys scramble out of from underneath Liamin's tiny hut. And I believe, Bob, as soon as you leave the area, it disappears. Yep. Yeah, it disappears. So once you pop out and you start scrambling up the boulders begin to roll backwards.
That's why I used the word scrabble.
Like ABC's Wipeout.
Yes, like ABC's Wipeout. Yes. Yeah, exactly. I will say, like, with the three scores you got, obviously, all of you can make it on top of the boulder. So you're able to make it on top of the boulder. Well, except for Julian. So you want to try to reach down and grab him.
Yeah, I'm going to reach down and grab him.
So roll another athletics check.
19.
Okay. So absolutely, you're able to grab him and pull him up on top of the boulder. Now, the boulder is now starting to roll backwards. So what do you guys want to do?
We are running and jumping onto the next one.
So you're going to... Okay. So you guys...
The idea is exactly ABC's Wipeout.
Boulder to boulder. I want to go. Yes. There's five or four total.
There was four total. The fourth one fell through the thing. So it's basically three boulders,
and then
a precipice, and then the other side.
So we're scramble, jump.
Now the other side is, like I said, 40 feet away. Yeah. If you can get the other 20, 30 feet, it's only 10 feet, like, of precipice now. Mm-hmm. But the bottom is starting to crack underneath you. So you've got to
run, run, jump.
I'm just gonna run. I'm gonna go first and.
Yes.
Actually, like, bump Thrace out of the way. Like, I want out of here.
Exactly. I'm holding on to Julian as he barges through both of us.
And I'm going to run and hopefully get to the last boulder and jump and try and...
So you're going to try to, like, run. You're running across this first boulder.
Yep.
Run to the second boulder.
Yep.
Try to run to the third boulder and then leap off.
Yep.
Okay, so for you...
I need to do one for each boulder.
No, I don't think so. Let's do one for being able to... Well, what'd you roll the first time? 19? You had a 19 the first time, right?
I had 13 plus 6.
Yeah, you had 19. So you're able to run across the boulders. Let's do a acrobatics check for you trying to jump off the third boulder and be safe on the end.
I'm also going to do a flip in the air.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
14 plus 6?
20. So, Henley...
You are such a knob!
All day at Norb at night.
Henley runs across the three boulders, does a flip, and lands very fancily on the other side.
Just like
of the,
Esther Williams.
On the other side of the precipice.
He is such a douche, right? Come on, Julian, our
turn.
And
then my pants just fall down.
So...
Ta-da!
Here's the question. You're now right holding onto Julian. You picked
pulled him up.
You
pulled him up. Boulder, yeah.
So you're going to try to each run separately across the three boulders and jump across.
And again, if I have to grab him again, I will grab
him
again.
But if you jump and make it, you're not going to be able to grab
him. But then if he jumps and doesn't quite... If he's like, medium
How
rolls,
about you fling me across?
I could.
Shrink yourself.
I can't.
No, you died. You've died.
You died.
Oh,
shrink yourself.
Shrink yourself.
Oh, my God. Oh,
Brian.
Wait.
Brian Henley.
Hold on a second. Maybe brilliant. What happens might be brilliant, but my thought was shrink himself. She picks him up and throws him to me.
Yes.
But, that's what I was thinking.
But Pocket's way safer.
Pocket's safer. I don't want to do this
so
shit again.
So
I
have to catch him otherwise.
Right. Okay.
Julian, that would be funnier.
Julian, shrink yourself.
Good idea, both of you.
Where's the pool?
You're going in my pocket.
Okay.
All right, come on, you little borrower. We got it.
Okay.
Second borrower reference. Let's go. In my pocket. He's looking over the edge.
Okay,
with
so.
His little wizard hat.
All right, make an athletics check. Okay. You're going to make two because you didn't roll high enough the last time. So you're going to make one to roll across.
Four. Yeah.
Four plus what? Strength.
Four.
Four plus
eight?
Okay. So you try to run and you fall in the boulder. So while that happens, the third boulder falls away.
Yeah.
So now you have a 20 foot gap to try to jump across.
Okay.
I do believe you still have those fucking boots on.
I do?
Yeah.
Your rocket boots.
Boots of spreading and stringing.
Yeah.
Boom.
So you still need to make a good roll here.
Right, but I am jumping in those boots.
Yeah.
And I'm aiming right at the weird little half rogue thing with his pants down on the other side.
He's a full rogue.
I'm full rogue. I'm half elf.
Are you full anything?
Full of... Keep talking, we'll see.
20!
Woo!
Oh, yeah, bitches, we made it! Woo!
Bobby has to say that first.
So with a 20, you definitely, you use your boots of spriting and stringing, you push off the second boulder, and as you push off it, it falls away, flying down into the precipice, and you leap with your boots of fighting and string with little Julian in your pocket, right next to to Henley, yeah! At the top of the over the precipice on the staircase.
Yeah. See, I told you we could do it. Now let's go find out what that thing is at the top of the stairs.
I think we still got a little bit of. Nope, my brain broke.
All right, well, I know your brain broke. Could you at least pull your pants up, please?
Let's see, it's too much for my tiny eyes to behold.
All right.
Thank you. Well, I guess it's tiny eyes you need to look at that, so.
Julian, you want to make yourself normal again, or do you want to keep riding in her pocket?
I think since we already used it, he might as well stay in my pocket right now.
Until
what if
we
need to? Yeah, because now we
safer.
Can't,
I'll
he
take
can't
a
do
nap
it again.
For a while.
He's protected by Prince's armor now.
Exactly. He's sitting right behind one of my scales.
It's oddly the strongest Bob has ever been in this game right now. In a tiny man in Thrace's pocket.
Exactly.
Peer over the top.
So you guys
so
are going to...
What do we see?
Hello, everybody. It is your Dungeon Master, Bobby Shortle, here. Whew, it's been quite a bit of time since I've been able to say those words. I don't even have to say them. I don't even know how to say them right now. thank you so much for your amazing, extraordinary patience over these last few weeks and months. Things have been a little sporadic. Things have been a little crazy in my life. Welcome to my beautiful son, and you know, it's been a lot. But we're finally starting to get ourselves back on track here. It has been a long time since we've recorded an episode, but I do have a lot of backup. I do. Well, hello. We recorded a lot before I had to step away to take care of my new baby. So we've got this episode and next times and the times after that, I believe. Where we don't have to worry about a record, but I'm thinking in the next couple of weeks we'll get back, thankfully, to rolling those dice and recording again. We really only have the finale to record, so it's pretty exciting at this point. This is your next to last episode of the Blackthorn Village Trials. And then the next section still takes place in Blackthorn, but outside of the city. And that'll be its own little mini arc. And then we're on to the finale. Really, really excited about this. And this episode in particular, I really loved. And actually, the beginning of the next one, when we're all together in the same room, it really bred a lot of cool ideas and moments and stuff like that. And I hope you agree. Big, big thanks to Justin Riley, who does all of the sound effects, soundscapes, and sound engineering work on the show. He's just been absolutely amazing and really patient with me as I've been going through this. I know he's itching to get back on a good schedule, and so am I. He uses BattleBards and Tabletop Audio to do what he does for a lot of the effects and soundscapes, and it's great for when you do a show like this, or even if you're just doing a home game and you want to add a little flair to it and program some music and sound effects as you go along. Follow us on Twitter at @DnDAdventure if you want to communicate with the show and with the people on the show. And please, please, please leave us a review on iTunes. It's such a huge and great way to get us the attention that we need to grow and succeed as a podcast. It's been pretty amazing as we've gone along here and seeing the reactions and people responding. It's amazing. So any more of those, we would really love it. It really makes our day. But I think that's enough of me jabbering on for this interlude. Look for the next show in about 2 weeks from today. We should be back on a regular schedule. And again, once again, thank you for your patience. Thank you for listening, and spread the word as much as you can. But let's get back. It's time to see what our group is up to. They have a boss to take on. Right now you're basically at the turn of the staircase, so all you can really see is the turn of the staircase. All
right.
Behind you, the entire staircase is gone.
Okay. Can we?
Where's your big grunty guy?
You can't see him right now.
Big grunty guy's up there, but guys, I think we should probably like really, really quietly and sneakily go up there because he probably thinks that we fell down.
That's a good point.
Let's take the element of surprise here.
I'm gonna sneak up on this bloke.
No, I think all three of us.
Well, only two of you have to sneak.
Oh, yes. Yeah, two of us. Yes. Because what if you get yourself in trouble up there? It's happened before.
Jackie, what's your stealth modifier?
It's not fantastic.
She also has disadvantage on all stealth checks because of her armor.
Oh, fine. But don't do anything stupid until you come back and tell me what's up there. Don't do anything stupid.
Do whatever. Come back whenever.
No.
Got it.
Oh.
So I'm going to sneak up again. Same thing, just kind of tiptoe mm-hmm. on the side of the staircase. That is a 9 plus 6.
15? Okay. Yeah. You can absolutely, with a 15, you're able to sneak up the staircase and around, and you don't hear anything else until you get very near the top, and then you start to hear heavy breathing and more inquisitive grunts. And when you get to the top, you see this ogre.
Oh.
Oh, I'm so sticking a wand up his nose.
There he is right there. I'm showing
Does
showing
he even
them.
Have a nose?
Yeah, he has a nose. He
definitely
has a nostril.
He definitely has a nose.
I see a nose. Yeah.
He's tall. He's very big.
He doesn't have much in the way of
clothing.
He's
like two thraces big.
Okay.
And
that's like 12 foot tall, people.
And he holds.
You think you're only. I thought you were taller than 6 feet.
I'm 6.5 feet. Right?
Yeah. So 13 feet tall. Okay. And however wide.
Thrace not good at math.
A pale ogre holding a giant spiked club is right now staring and craning his neck over the side of the staircase, trying to see if you guys are alive or dead.
Oh, Henley, you so got to push him off. You so got to try and run up behind him and kick him off.
I had this other idea, but that's not bad.
If only because the chances are what's actually probably going to happen is you're just going to bounce right off, but it's worth trying.
No, we've gotten this far, so...
Oh, look at you being all sensible.
No, jeez. No, Brian's being sensible. Henley can still do stupid things.
I mean,
we have no idea what this creature's intelligence is.
Do you have any spells?
I have some spells.
Do you have anything where you could like shock him or set fire to his ass from behind so he falls off the precipice?
Well, Brian, if you want to do a history check, like that means you can know like what you know about monsters.
Okay, so it's a pulse of
intelligence, I think.
Yeah.
We could avoid
14 total.
Okay, 14. Yeah, with 14, you know that this guy is not very smart.
Okay.
On the D&D scale, he has a 5 intelligence.
Here's what I want to do. Okay. I want to use my illusory script, the parchment
mm-hmm.
that can have anything, and I want to have it look like a picture of basically him, like a creature like him, but with big tits and
Are you doing? You're doing a Bugs Bunny.
Yes, absolutely. But it's the reddest lipstick, a female version of this ogre with a sign pointing that it's down this way, like. Has to jump off.
What are the chances of that working better than you pushing it?
How does your illusory script work?
I'm going to look it up in a second.
Okay.
Because it would have to be pretty lifelike.
Here's the thing. Yes, I have the element of surprise right now, but if I do this and fail, which I know I fucking will.
Oh, you're still
He's going to be really mad. But if I try and trick him and fail, he'll just be confused at worst,
but
and then maybe I can do something.
And he's still going to be looking over the edge. He might not jump off the edge, but he'll still be looking over the edge.
So give me one sec.
Yeah, of course.
It's definitely a risk that is doable, like a risk that doesn't have too big a
No.
We're still in the background, correct?
I'm still down the stairs. Henley is under strict instructions not to do anything stupid without asking me first. So he's right there. He's looking up how to do something stupid. So we're just going to hang back here. You're in my pocket still, looking over. You're eating a mini apple. That's what you should be doing in my pocket. Eating a mini apple.
You should have done this long ago,
What you should be doing is in my pocket, you like had a little scrabble around and you're like, oh,
Ooh, a strawberry. That's sweet.
What if we freeze the ground under him? I hit him with a thunder wave and he slides off the edge.
This is true. That might work. It definitely our best plan of attack is to not have him even get a chance to take a swing at us.
Yeah.
Like, we definitely should be trying to, like, push him off. Or even, like, if you shot lightning at his backside enough to, like, push him off the edge, you know? Don't you have that shockwave if you do, right?
Yeah, it's the thunderwave.
Oh, the thunderwave. So you don't even need to freeze it. You could just thunderwave. Because doesn't it push them?
Yes, but this way there's no friction. He can't get any purchase. And
So again, let me just reemphasize, don't do anything stupid before you
come
back.
So I'm
going
to walk up to this tall ogre and tap him on the leg, because that's as far as I can reach. And I'm going to show him this piece of paper that has an image of... Sorry.
Oh, this is a terrible idea.
It really is a terrible idea, because he's tapped him on the shoulder, so he turns around.
I thought you were, like, casting something.
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize it was psychic paper at first, because you called it your illusionary script, so I thought you had some item I didn't know about.
You can't do anything that's going to draw attention to you. Like, if you...
Because once he sees you, he's going to be like, oh, this is the guy I tried to kill, and he's alive.
If you can, like, float it, you know, in front of him without him seeing it, but you can't tap him on the shoulder.
I'm going to...
Save that idea for somewhere else.
No, I'm going to try right now. I'm going to... have this image on this paper with an arrow pointing down to, like almost a diagram of, like, jump off, and that's where she'll be. And I fold it up into a paper airplane and I throw it at his leg.
This is something.
But you
don't do anything
stupid. But also, you can do this from a hidden vantage point, right?
So
even
if he turns around, he won't see you.
But the further away I am, the more likely I'm going to have to do some sort of, like, check to make sure it actually lands.
Right.
No, you can throw a paper airplane at him in the leg. You hit him in the leg. Let's see. He sees it. He picks it up. He looks at it. He goes, and then I have to make a wisdom check to see if he gets fooled by it. 18 minus 2 is 16. So no, he does not get fooled by it. He just kind of crumples it up and throws it away. But then turns around, keeps looking around for see if you guys are there.
Come back to us.
Yeah, I think you should go up and just...
You also, by the way, just lost your psychic paper.
No!
He just screwed up and threw it off the precipice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, don't worry. If we die, you'll get it back.
That's true.
All right. So you think I should just walk up there and, like, thump him?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think there's more directional force in Julian's thunderwave.
I have a plan.
How close to the edge is he?
He's like just leaning over the banister, basically, over the railing.
All right,
Henley, get back here. Julian, do you think he's dead? No, he can't be dead.
He can't be dead.
All right, I'm coming. So I go back down the stairs.
Okay.
And
Henley, why do you look like you did something really stupid?
What happened up there?
I lost my psychic paper.
How did you lose your psychic paper?
I didn't want to talk about it, but you made me. Look, all right, listen, You're tall. You're very tall.
Uh-huh.
And this thing's about twice the size of you.
Oh.
And it is it's really dumb. It's really big.
Uh-huh.
It's got a club with a spike in it. A spiked club, if you will. And he's standing on the edge. I don't feel like I can get rid of him, but I think you might be able to.
All right. Well, what do you mean you think we can take care of it?
I think with enough force we might be able to just knock him right off.
Is he right to the edge? Right to the precipice?
He's looking over. He's trying to see if he was able to successfully murder us.
Well, can we get up to, like, do we have to do a stealth check to get right up until...
Absolutely you do.
Yeah.
All right,
and Bob's idea of the freezing thing so he'd slip and fall is not bad.
Well, also they're talking about Thunderwave, too.
But I'm
going to
ice underneath him and then hit him with the Thunderwave.
Yeah, he was going to do both.
It's better than my idea.
Yes. So, but we need to be able to stealthily get up there to catch him by surprise in order to do that. Now, how far from the top of the stair and the precipice? Like, what's that distance?
Not very far. I mean, it's a landing, basically. It's a landing.
Okay. Oh, so right, so definitely, so Bob doesn't need to get any further than the top of the stairs.
No, not at all.
Yeah, but you always have a disadvantage because of your armor.
Right.
I'm thinking, what can we get the job done with just Julian and me?
Mini Julian? Does Mini Julian?
No. Put him back to full size.
Well, hang on a minute. Does Mini Julian cast Mini Thunderwave?
No, he would cast regular spells.
So why don't I just? I'm going to take him out of my pocket, and I'm going to hand him to you by the back of his neck. Look, there's no point in wasting this Mini Julian thing.
And I just take him, say thanks, and put him right down my pants.
I'm sorry. Force of habit.
Oi! Your penis got Julian envy now!
Oh, I fucking love that turkey.
All right. So you have Julian now in your pants, and you're going to walk up to the back of the top of the stairs. I'm not going to make you re-roll the check, because you already succeeded on it.
Right, but he's got... Well, no,
he's in your pocket. Yeah.
All right. So
you sneak back up to the top of the stairs.
Yep, and we got to figure out our plan here.
Yeah. So you're at the top of the stairs. You can see the ogre is still looking down, but you can feel that his looking down, searching for you, is about to end.
Right. So you've got to do it now. We've got to
do it right now. So
two-step process.
So this is all you. You're going to do the freeze and do the thunder.
Ray of Frost, which is a cantrip, which I could do as many times as is necessary.
Do it.
Okay.
So we'll do Ray of Frost, ice all over the ground.
Okay, on the ground.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Underneath him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Which he notices.
Yes. He turns to look.
Straight away.
Cold.
Thunder wave.
Okay, thunder wave. And I have to make some sort of save on this, right?
Yeah. And it is...
I know it's like I take damage anyway, but if I fail,
on a
fail
save,
I
you take
back.
2d8.
And he's thrown back, right?
Yeah.
So that's what we need, is it him not to make
on a
save?
Failed, on a failed save,
yeah.
You take that damage and is pushed back 10 feet.
Oh. Yeah.
That'll do, pig.
So
on a successful one, it takes half as much with no push.
Right.
So.
A constitution, what's it say? Did it say what's it, kind of saving throw?
Constitution, you're right.
Okay, constitution saving throw. And what's your spell casting modifier?
Plus three,
plus your proficiency, which is plus six. Okay. 10. I had to hit a 14 in order to save, so he does not save.
Yes.
So you cast this wave of force that flies at this ogre as he just turns around to look at you. It strikes him directly in the belly. He gets flung back and slams against the side of the partition that separates the precipice from this landing. Mm-hmm. His back hits it hard, and his feet flip up behind his head, and he goes careening off the side of this banister.
This is slow.
And he falls to his death. And, and
what a way to go.
From far away, you hear a little tiny like pop, and then three lights come flying up from the precipice, and each go into one of you and fill up one of you.
Yeah!